This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, look at this. We're out here at A&A. We're watching the Mets, and they're winning. 2-0
Yeah, give it
first inning.
Give it time.
How long before they're down 6-2? Who's pitching tonight?
I'm gonna say Peterson's going. I'm gonna say
Duck.
I'm gonna say fourth inning. We will be down by at least 2 runs.
Fourth inning, down 2.
Maybe the fifth, although right. Peterson's like the one guy that occasionally goes into the fifth.
See that, Jake? Aaron Judge. Let's go. We've got a Yankee fan here.
Soon to be MVP, perhaps?
I know you can't hear it on the radio, but it's popping here.
Aaron
it's popping
Judge.
Off.
We've heard a couple of shouts from the tables. There was a second real big uproar maybe from the craps table.
Yeah, those bros all left, but I think they left with some cash. It was going well over there. All right, so I've got two things. We'll get back to the Big Ten in a moment. The coach that's a worry meter, you know, their fans may be worrying a little bit about this guy. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, what's his name? Buckley. Ryan Buckley?
Yes.
You know
him?
Hey, there he is. He's our producer, and he did find the Xavier Leggett Guy Fieri interview.
About Raccoon?
This is a red carpet interview at the Kentucky Derby.
And let me just tell you, Xavier is the one conducting the interview, and he is using a hobby horse as his stick mic. And so his audio isn't great. Guy Fieri's a little bit better.
You know what? We were just having a raccoon cooking conversation the other day. Mm. And a buddy of mine swears he is like the raccoon chef.
Oh, yeah. Raccoon.
Seriously. Was giving me a whole rundown on it. So, no, I would be down with it. My motto is, we're both hunters, and our motto is, if you're going to hunt it, you got to eat it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I think, are you a raccoon chef?
Yes, sir.
Give me the breakdown on it. What's the marinade? I want to hear this.
Oh, yeah, so we got a little secret now. I can't give it to you.
You can't give me a secret?
I can't give you a
secret. As chefs, we share as chefs.
Hey, I can't give you a secret now because it's some down in the bottom of South Carolina type of cooking. You know
okay.
But
okay.
I can tell you how we do it. Now, we put it in the pressure cooker, let the meat fall off the bone, put it in the oven until we're going to chop it up first.
All right.
I'll tell you, we put some little cooked peppers on it and all that.
Okay.
Let that marinate in there.
But it's good eating.
Oh, yeah, it's good eating.
Huh.
Is it? I'm actually kind of shocked that Guy Fieri's like, oh, yeah, I was just talking to some guy the other night about raccoon. It's good, right?
I'm down a rabbit hole right now about eating raccoon.
Is it good?
It sounds like you got to take a lot of precautions.
Well, yes.
You got to make, and by the way, they're saying don't eat, this is from internet, don't eat urban raccoons. Because they have parasites and live in trash.
Yeah.
You want to eat natural wild raccoons. So they're don't eat a city raccoon.
Okay.
And second, you got to remove the scent glands.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, see, you can't do that. They're located on the back of the hind legs. Definitely remove those.
Why?
Because it's like skunk. They've got a stink
they have gland. Skunk sacks?
Yeah, they got stink sacks. So you don't want to do that. And you got to be careful because they carry a lot of, they carry like roundworms that can be fatal to humans. So, and that's through raccoon feces. So when you're cleaning the raccoon, you got to be careful not to puncture the bowel.
God. makes chicken sound
yeah, but they
delicious.
They do compare it to dark meat chicken with a richer, greasier taste.
Gross.
It's very fatty. How about don't eat it? How about no?
I won't.
Raccoons are adorable, and let's not eat them.
So back to the Big Ten. Tom Fornelli was talking about this, and there is a stat that goes with it. But I thought about this before they lost this last weekend, but it's just one game, so it's not, you know, it's not dire straits. But I wonder how Michigan fans feel about Sherrone Moore at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like the worry meter is cranking up a little bit there, and that's not to say he's not a good coach.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the stat that Fornelli had, I mean, it doesn't seem it, but, you know, he did beat Ohio State last year.
Yeah.
And the stat that he had was in his 15 games at Michigan as the head coach, 10 of them he's failed to gain 300 yards.
It's not great.
Jim Harbaugh, when he was at Michigan, had 43 games.
Mm-hmm.
He failed to gain 300 yards four times.
Interesting. Now, to be fair, they have not had a in Moore's tenure, which has only been the 1 year, and then obviously these two games, they had arguably the worst quarterback situation I've ever seen.
That's fair.
In college, like a major college.
But Harbaugh didn't always have McCarthy.
No, he did not. But also, you know, people forget
McCarthy wasn't that great.
No, Jim Harbaugh struggled. Jim Harbaugh was on the verge of getting fired before the whole, you know, scandal thing happened, and they kind of turned it around. But yeah, I think I've always said for Michigan fan thinks they're Ohio State and they're closer to Wisconsin than they are Ohio State. Just look at it. Michigan, I think, is the most winning program, like they say, of all time. But if you go back and you look at the last 30, you know, 40 years modern football, yeah, there's two national championships, which is amazing. They had one in the 90s, right, where they beat Washington State in the Rose Bowl, and then the one they just got. But there's some down years there where Michigan is not. I just Michigan, from a talent standpoint, and you look at some of their recruiting rankings, I just think overall, even when Harbaugh was there up until this last thing where they kind of built the bully and were able to kind of beat people up going old school, Michigan is not – I just don't think Michigan is on par with some of those schools. So the fact that they're having a down year after winning a national title, remember, all those guys came back. All those dudes came back for one more run in J.J. McCarthy, and that was a special year. And then last year, they weren't terrible, but they had some of the worst quarterback play, and now they're playing a true freshman in Bryce Underwood, who, again, is really well thought of, and he's a five-star kid, but he is a freshman, and it didn't look very good against Oklahoma. Oklahoma was just a better team than they were. So I don't know how much of this is it being Sherrone Moore, and again, when you lose a coach as good as Jim Harbaugh, maybe there's a natural step back. But also, I think that Michigan is going to be one of those schools where it's not going to be a 10-year Jim Tressel run. Remember, Jim Tressel won two national titles, right? Played in one or two others, and I think went to 9 or 10 straight BCS bowl games. I'm not certain that the Michigan program is that. I think Michigan is better than Penn State. It's better than Wisconsin. But I don't think it's Clemson under Dabo. I don't think it's Ohio State under Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel. I just think there's going to be more ebbs and flow in the Michigan program than there is in some of the other, quote, blue bloods.
I wonder if Harbaugh stayed and they got Underwood still.
Yeah.
I wonder if they could be like Dabo and Clemson.
It's possible. But, you know, whatever Sherrone Moore has, to ask him to be Jim Harbaugh, who's one of the better coaches we've seen. And again, I point out, Jim Harbaugh struggled at Michigan for years. So to think that Sherrone Moore, who's never coached before, is going to come in and hit the ground running, I would say that's more of, you know, last year was a blip on the radar. This year with Underwood, I think you want to get back to being competitive and you want to finish in the upper half of the Big Ten. And then another year of Moore's recruits coming in and another year of Bryce Underwood. I think next year is more of the, yeah, if you win 8 games and you're not really competitive for a Big Ten title next year, then I think it's fair to start kind of asking the questions of is Sherrone Moore the next guy? Because remember, like that's a Mark Helfrich thing, that's a Larry Coker thing. I mean, a lot of guys have taken over really good programs, and you know, 2 or 3 years, you kind of look at it and you're like, I don't know, but I do think you have to give time. But history will tell you that there's more Mark Helfrich's than there are David Shaw's, who took over for Harbaugh and actually made it better.
Yeah. If I'm a Michigan fan, I'm a little worried about Sharon Moore.
Yeah, I understand.
Just from what I see.
Yeah.
But Underwood's a nice quarterback.
Didn't look great against Oklahoma.
Well, no, but he's going to be legit.
He has all the pedigree that you want.
All right, in the news is next. Evergreen Public Schools, are they back?
It's like a daily thing now.
It is. Also, I have Damian Lillard news. And if you want the COVID vaccine, you might be out of luck.
That's still a thing.
It is.
I'm just saying. I miss the COVID traffic.
Yeah, me too.
That was...
Nobody was out there.
Can we admit that there were some good aspects to it?
They were all scared.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Sooks just Audubon in that thing.
It was pretty bad. I had a Mustang at the time. Whew.
All right, in the news is next. We're live at Alinea Casino on 105.1 The Fan. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, it's nice to have you along. We're out here at Alinea Casino in Ridgefield, Washington today. And we're watching the Mets whip up on the Phillies. We're watching the Tigers and Yankees. We're about to be watching the Commanders and Packers.
Yes.
From Lambeau.
The Packers wearing the exciting whites on Thursday night.
So we think you should come out here
and
have a beer or two at Tom's Watch Bar. Mm-hmm. The new stadium sports bar and grill.
So people filling in already bringing their computers to do some work, which I appreciate someone playing hooky. This man, he needed a better place for his Wi-Fi signal. I don't think he told his boss that he was coming out.
Do you think they're doing work or do you think they're just...
Fantasy football.
Doing bets.
He claimed he was doing work. That's
oh.
all I... That's
oh, you
all
talked
I,
to him?
Well, I heard him talking to the waitress.
I don't know.
A lot of big talk.
It is September 11, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Thank you. Hello. Please be seated and all rise. Today is National Emergency Responders Day.
I can see why.
Yeah.
The Yankees are wearing the...
Fire department hat.
Is it the fire department or is that the police? I
think it's NYPD. Oh, it might be NYPD.
I don't know if it's PD or FD.
When it initially happened, they let them do whichever they preferred. I think there was a mix of both.
Okay. This looks like, at least on the mound, I see the PD. Yeah. So they're wearing the NYPD hat. Obviously signifying that today is also 9/11.
Yeah.
So a lot of tributes I saw. The red bandana guy, I saw that one going around quite a bit. And this is kind of crazy to think that that was, what, 24 years ago?
I know. It's so weird to think that a lot of these athletes were watching.
Yeah.
Weren't even alive.
Nope.
When that happened.
Nope. Guys that are
including Hollywood Smothers.
Hollywood Smothers.
I'm glad I was able to corkscrew that in. He's playing for NC State tonight. So I was just watching the NC State Wake Forest game.
Sure.
And there's a guy by the name of Hollywood Smothers.
That's a great name. Yeah, I mean, all the guys in college right now in college football were, none of those guys were born unless there's a BYU kid that's like 28. But yeah, it's kind of one of those that kind of sneaks up on me every year. I mean, I didn't realize it when I woke up. I woke up and was kind of scrolling through the news and was like, oh, yeah, 9/11. I'm like, why are all these 9/11 things popping up in my timeline. I'm like, well, it's September 11th.
Boy, nothing gets by you.
I just... Did you realize today when you woke up that it was 9/11?
I did.
Oh. Yeah. I was not...
Because nothing gets by me either.
Yeah, the noted newsman. You're on top of it.
It so is
the,
also...
The Mets, by the way, they're wearing the New York Fire Department hats in their game against the Phillies, so maybe they...
That's great, but let me tell you something. Maybe what the Phillies choice. Are wearing right now is the greatest uniform in baseball.
It's a solid look.
Now, dude, Well, hold on.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. It's the baby blues with the darker red...
Maroon.
Maroon. Phillies. Yeah. Great freaking uniform.
Let me state for the record that, yes, that is a wonderful uniform, and the Phillies can eat it. How about that? Get bent.
It is also make your bed day. Did you make your bed today?
Dude, I get in trouble that a lot. I don't... I'm not a bed maker, and I tend to do a little kind of swirly thing when I'm done sleeping, and she leaves the bed before me. So often, and then she gets home before me, and she comes home to a kind of a swirly mess sort of thing. I catch a lot of flack for that. A lot of flack.
Do you know Marcus Mariota believed in starting every day with a good habit, so he made his bed even at his hotel rooms?
Really?
No. Yes.
No.
Seems like overkill.
I would think so, too.
No, I'm not making the bed. I don't see the point.
You'll
toss the comforter back up there where it's supposed to be, but yeah, exactly. I'm not tucking sheets in.
No. I hate the tucked-in sheet. Do you like the tucked-in sheet? Who likes the tucked-in sheet?
Psychopaths.
That they do at hotels. It drives me nuts. Yeah. I don't even like a top sheet. I just like the
The comforter.
The comforter.
I'm not allowed.
The duvet.
I have to. It's a rule. I'm not allowed to. You want to piss off the BTJ? Try getting into bed and not being under the sheet. She won't tolerate that for 2 seconds.
Under the top sheet?
Yeah, so she has the top sheet and the comforter.
Yeah.
And I'm with
you. She wants you under the...
Oh, it is not as she want.
She and I would fight.
It is not. It is a non-negotiable. She will stab you in the eye with a pair of chopsticks if you try to sleep above the top sheet. Ain't happening.
Damian Lillard news. He has been cleared for light yogging and some shooting drills.
Yeah. Well, that's good. As he recovers from that Achilles. And by the way, he's not going to play this year, so just... You got a while. You got a while to rehab that thing.
12 days without classes for the kids at Evergreen School District.
I'm sure they're so sad.
Tomorrow they return.
Oh,
they're going back tomorrow.
Friday too.
Yeah,
that's about as good as
what
you
a buzzkill.
It is a buzzkill for the kids. You know, they're like, oh, one more day. We'll get another 4 days.
You're thinking you're getting the full week right into the weekend, and then
bloop. I don't know. That's still pretty tasty that you only have to go one day and then you get a weekend.
It's better than starting on Tuesday.
Yeah, better starting the whole week. I'll take that.
Tentative agreement reached.
Little S-head kids out there running around, which means I got to deal with the school buses. I will say I like in the morning as I go on my walks, I don't have to deal with the school bus kids.
Well, tomorrow you will.
Unbelievable.
I don't mind dealing with the school bus kids.
Yeah, I don't like them.
They always like Molly.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Well, Molly's a little,
they think she's cute.
Yeah, I see that.
Sook's dog is striking fear into the school children.
Well, they're always trying to grab it.
You could give them rides. You could give the kids rides on your...
He is larger than
old car.
Yeah. Well, they're always like... They want to see him, and then they're always trying to, like... They're really grabby. It's like... It's just... Keep your weird little hands.
Your stupid kid mitts.
Go over there. He doesn't want it, neither do I.
Like, here's some hand sanitizer while we're at it.
Yeah. But I always feel obligated because he's a very nice dog, and so like when they're like, hey, can I pet your dog? I'm like, yeah, just don't try to grab him in the face, and then sure enough, they're always trying to grab him. And they do that weird hover hand, like over the top of his head, and then he backs away.
I've always found, at least in this area, I don't know if it's like this everywhere, kids are really polite about asking about petting your dog.
Yeah.
Can I pet your dog?
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Because some dogs,
you don't
bite
do
your
that.
Face off.
Exactly. Well, it is kind of a safety thing. If you don't, you're liable to get nipped.
But it never used to be a thing.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
And now it is. And I think generally people are pretty good about it.
I would think so.
Yeah. Can I pet your dog?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe that's what I should just start saying. No, he's really
no.
mean. I don't want to lie. It's a great dog. I just don't like the kids. The kids get rough. They're a little. They get a little excited.
I have vaccine news.
Exciting.
You know, it's a big topic. 5 years later.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything that isn't a big deal anymore? Is there anything that we can, like, not make a big deal out of?
Hmm. Good question.
Yeah. I thought stuff that was, like, settled, like, 40 years ago, like the measles and whatnot, now we're, like,
Yeah, we're debating everything, aren't we?
I think they said now it's something. It's like right down to like 50-50 now that I think I saw the national poll. It's like 51-49.
On what?
Whether or not kids should be vaccinated against like anything.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we're like...
Measles, mumps, rubella, all of it.
Yeah, like we're like a 50-50 split now.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Polio.
Who needs... Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, we eradicated the entire disease, but why not see if it can work its way back?
People, am I right?
Hey, to each their own.
Yeah.
No one's going to tell me what to do. This is America.
Right. I'm staying in my lane.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm trying.
America, I don't think you are. Yeah! Let's test that.
Let's
coming
not.
Up next.
Let's not.
This is In the News.
People, no!
On the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.